feel like you do not have patience to do anything. I love it.
Check 1, 2.
See anything or do anything?
Already
have. Have you? What have you seen or done?
Oh, we went to a tour of the marketplace.
Quincy Market.
And we went up on Beacon Hill and hit some stores up there.
That's where all the cooks are. You must have that in Detroit.
We do. But it's not as old.
Yeah.
No, there's lots of money with people.
Congress is just as bad as far as I'm concerned, but to have the gagnons to sit there in front of somebody and say, I flew in here on the jet and I won $25 million.
Right.
Explain that to me in real life. Well, nice meeting you. If I don't see you again, I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I will be here.
Any place
to clean up a... Pick something that makes you comfortable.
That one. Okay. Sounds good.
Pick a table that makes you comfortable.
Thank you.
What, this?
Yeah. Okay. Right? We're going to right in front of the,
yeah,
the thing.
That's where you want your vehicle.
Yeah. Do you think anybody will care that I've turned it over?
Go ahead.
I don't get it, but I don't understand why. There's something going on. Whatever it is.
Yeah, don't fall.
We need that on the side.
Those are.
What do I need?
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. Me.
Yeah. And Rich.
Okay, so I'll be four. One, two, three.
Those are for you.
Four. This is. There we go.
Yeah.
Do you want anything to drink?
Yeah, sure.
Well, tell me. They have white wine, red wine, soda.
Oh, a glass of red.
Red?
Yeah.
Somebody lost his shoe. I had to drink.
He could steal it. Lowell is a little, you know, sneaky.
Hartford Bridge.
How's the bridge going?
So. We played the compact today, and we won the first one in London.
No, we were actually shins as good down
this. Oh, okay.
I can say it.
Okay. That's
fine. We're going to play.
You did the wrong way around.
I know. We will play. Salad's out there, too.
We'll play bridge.
Oh, you want the red, right? Okay, I'll go to see Salad's up there.
No, this is more.
Yeah.
No, so we're okay. Let's keep one more.
Good for luck.
Yeah, we did. Well, we had 25. That's just a miracle. They have a phony name. Allowed me to take three losing points. It's strange.
I don't know.
I'm going to look here a little bit.
You know, I always consider that this is my family away from home. And when you have a big family, you have joys and you have heartaches. So before we start the celebration of being together, I'd like to take a moment to remember Ronnie Gitchell Atkins, a most dynamic leader who was vice chairman of the Board of Governors and held many, many other positions in the world of bridge, and was a wonderful friend to all. She passed away since our last meeting. So will you join me, please, for a moment of silence? Thank you. Well, good evening. My name is Eileen Osofsky, and I have the privilege and the pleasure of being the chair of this committee. My assistant chairs, Jane Siegel and Bonnie Bagley, and I welcome you to this, our 81st Fall North American Bridge Championship. Now, we would like to welcome those Goodwill members who are attending their first Goodwill meeting. And because you know we have our meetings in different districts all the time, not everybody can get to every meeting. So if this is your very first meeting, would you please stand and introduce yourself and tell us where you're from? I'm sure we must have one or two.
Hi, I'm Luke Gillespie. I live in Wayland, Mass., about 20 miles west of here, District 25.
We're glad you're here. Okay.
My voice went off, but it's Susan Secretary, District 25.
Great.
Helen Polanski, District 25.
Beautiful.
Round up with Quartet. I'm also Ashley Chiesky from District 25.
And I want to tell you about Astra. Astra made that beautiful presentation on the fourth floor in the Marriott about the Goodwill committee, about our active ethics, and about our logo and everything. So I thank you, Astra, for doing that wonderful job. The photographer is my son. You know, every member is special to us, and as we meet in different districts throughout the year, we like to honor the local district's members. So if you're from District 25, this reception is truly in your honor. Thank you very much for your efforts for the promotion of goodwill in your district and in the world of bridge. So even though some of you stood before, would you all please stand so we can give you a hand. District 25. Now, with the events of the last 8 weeks, the state of the economy, and the reluctance of so many people to fly, it's a real tribute to the game of bridge that most of our players have not been deterred from attending the Boston NABC. One of the reasons, I'm sure, is that the word was out that Boston has always been one of the most popular sites for an NABC, and for good reason. It all starts at the top. I congratulate District Director Rich DiMartino for his choice of tournament chairman. Kathy Benjamin and Frank Lombardo, they are two winners. Put together a very warm, welcoming, star-studded committee. On behalf of the Goodwill Committee, I salute the volunteers because they have left no stones unturned. So please welcome Rich DiMartino, Kathy Benjamin, and Frank Lombardo. I'd like you all to come up.
Line up and say a few words. philosophy?
Yeah, yeah.
I've been told this should be really short, so I'm going to do my best. We'd like to welcome all of you to Boston. I know some of you like Las Vegas and Orlando. You get these things every 2 or 3 years, and they tell us how much fun it is getting volunteers. We have it every 9 years, so we try very hard to make a special effort to make it good for you. And I have to tell you, this committee this year has done an incredible job. Thanks mainly to Kathy and Frank and all the volunteers who have helped. You find that we've had good hospitality. The trips, I understand, are fantastic. And what you should all know is we have a newcomer program upstairs that is almost beyond belief. There were 200 people there the other day watching Jerry Elms teach, and he's walking back and forth through the room. But more amazingly, there were 47 other tables playing in a game that had more points. So we're doing everything we can in every way to make your stay successful, and we hope that you enjoy the rest of the tournament, and welcome on behalf of all of us in New England to all of you. I'd like to let both Kathy and Frank say a couple of words.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hi. I'm so glad to be here. Now, for most years, I lived in District 3, and my training took place under the direction of Joan Girard. And then I moved to District 25, so I'm happy to be here as well. But please get yourselves out and look at the city, because in even 10 years since we've been here before for the tournament, the city is truly magnificent. They took the road down, and you can go see the waterfront, and everything is wonderful here. We're so glad everyone decided to come. Thanks. Here's Frank.
It's been a real pleasure organizing this tournament. One of the biggest pleasures for me has been to meet so many people from all over New England who have helped immeasurably in getting this thing on the road. There was cooperation from every state. We had tremendous cooperation and a lot of imagination, too. We wanted it to be a fun tournament, so we did include a lot of things that we hope you enjoy. Anyhow, it's wonderful that it's finally come about after all this time. So thank you very much for coming.
I have to stand next to a Red Sox fan.
You bet.
Thank you
all.
Okay. Now, we all know that the world of bridge is multifaceted. The gentleman who seems to have time and interest to address every aspect of it is our CEO, Jay Baum. So we are very lucky. So please welcome our CEO, Jay.
Multifaceted, that's one they haven't called me lately. On behalf of the staff and management team in Memphis, I want to say especially to the tournament chairs, thank you very much for doing everything you've done to make our job so easy. In addition to that, on behalf of Dan Morris, our president, he did want me to express his desire to be here. Unfortunately, most of you know that his wife Joan had an accident the other day, and for medical reasons he is not able to be with us tonight, but he did want me to tell you that he very much appreciates not just the members, but in particular the Goodwill members. And at this stage in my life, about the only thing I have left after what's happened with the market is Goodwill. I do want to tell you that there's one very important issue I do want to address, and that is the retention of ACBL members in the last few years and how it has taken some dramatic rises from almost, I think it was 49%, we're now above 65%. And I have to tell you, I know the reason, and the reason is Goodwill of the members from the club level all the way up to having a tournament like this where the entire district comes together to to welcome our members and spread that goodwill and encourage them to continue to be members and to continue playing. And for that, I thank all of you from District 25, as well as all of you great Goodwill members. It's always a pleasure to be here with my favorite lady in the ACBL. Thanks.
One second. Dan Moss, our president, can be proud of the many accomplishments of the past year. He did a terrific job of expanding our publicity efforts, and the hiring of Charmy Vicky Campbell, our new marketing director, is a major step in the right direction. I don't know if Vicky made it here, but if she did, I welcome her, and if she didn't, I still welcome her. Anyway.
She's back in Memphis working where she belongs.
Is that right? Oh. Well, I met her the other day, and she's a young lady with many, many exciting ideas, and I'm sure that we can only go forward. We can never do anything but go forward with her at the helm. So this is the time of the year that it's the last board meeting of the 2008 administration, when we acknowledge the changing of the guard of the district directors. We thank the board members who are leaving and who have so diligently worked at the task of keeping the ACBL thriving. Sue Hemmel, thriving is true, striving to thrive, that's okay. Sue Hemmel from District 14, and Jonathan Steinberg from District 2, Roger Smith from District 21, and oddly enough, both Jim and Corinne Kirkham from District 22, because one retired and the other one took the place, and now they moved, so they're out. Together, these people have given us over 35 years of dedicated service. So would you stand up if you're here and let us give you a hand? Now, yesterday, Linda Mamula chaired her last meeting of the Board of Governors, and we thank her for her superb leadership. And we welcome the 2009 chair, Mike Kowalczyk. I don't know if Mike is here, but and then you are. Stand up, Mike, and say hello. I was going to do the story about the Olympics now, but I'm going to move on to something else because some of the people are still playing and they'll be here a few minutes later. So one thing this tournament has shown is that there are opportunities for goodwill in unexpected places. For the first time, our ban on electronic devices in national events has become a conduit for charitable giving. Thanks to the effort of Susan Siebert, all the money collected for holding the devices will be donated to the Masonic Angel Fund, which is a nonprofit organization that does work for children. Perhaps this can be the beginning of a wonderful new goodwill effort at all our NABCs. Now, it's no secret that our committee likes to acknowledge an unsuspecting local dignitary or two. And today is no exception. In trying to find just the right person to surprise, I called on one who knows this community much better than I. And asking around, I found that I was given the people's choice. Roy Green and Mark Aquino have agreed to be my partner in this and tell you about this outstanding member of this community. Roy, please, and then Mark.
Thank you, Eileen. It's a great privilege and honor for me to speak for a few minutes or a couple of minutes on this particular individual. He is truly an extraordinary individual. Not only is he an expert at the game of bridge, but he is tireless in his efforts toward promotion of the game. He is an individual of absolute integrity, a tireless worker. He encourages everyone he comes in contact with to also promote the game. He has served in leadership positions at all levels of the American Contract Bridge League and has served with distinction in each and every one of those jobs. In our area, if you want a job done and you want a job done well, you can always depend upon this individual. And before I call a name, I would like to introduce someone that's in the back here, and I'll call her now by her first name only. Bev, would you stand up? This is the better half of that family. Yes, thank you for being here, Bev. And now, Mark, please join me.
It took quite an effort to get our honored guest here today. What we had to do was convince him that he was here to honor his dear friend, Kathy Benjamin. So it was kind of funny because I really enjoyed reeling him in, okay? And then a few minutes later, after we, I said, Bill, this is about Bill Hunter, by the way. Bill Hunter is a guy. Those of us in the New England area know that Bill is indeed a tireless worker. He individually greets people at every tournament. He hands out flyers. He shakes their hands. He says, please come to the next tournament. He demands the highest level of professionalism, the highest level of integrity, the highest level of fiscal controls on every part of our administration. He has ensured that our sectionals are amongst the greatest value anywhere. For $9 in the Boston area, you can get what you can easily get for $15 or $20 in the New York area. And seriously, a person who has amassed over 18,000 master points, has won 2 North American championships, has maintained a wonderful partnership with Dr. Shom Mukherjee of Randolph, a person who still never will mind taking the time to promote newcomers, at the end of a duplicate to sit down and provide lessons, to come and give free lectures to new players. A guy who's really tireless, a person who I'm really honored to welcome and honor in this regard. Okay, thank you very much. Bill Hunter. Yeah.
Express my appreciation for the kind words. If I had known that this was coming, I wouldn't have let Kathy get me the second glass of wine. But I will say that the person who deserves any credit for anything that I've done is my wife, who is down there in the corner, and I'd like to have her stand up, and I appreciate if you all give her a tremendous round of applause. Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. So, just a minute. It's my pleasure. I'm not 21, so. The American Contact Bridge League's National Goodwill Committee proudly recognizes Bill Hunter for his exemplary and steadfast commitment to the bridge community and for his value as a shining example of the integrity and honesty essential to the game. With his thousands of hours of service, he epitomizes the virtues of volunteerism and has come to inspire them in others. We thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you very much.
All right, so what can I tell you? Okay. Now, just 1 minute, because I'm going back to the first thing. Talk to yourselves. Okay. I don't know what I did with it. Okay, somewhere it's here. So I'll go to something else and I'll look for it while the next person talks. Okay, so Elaine Saeed has a story that she'd like to share with you. So Elaine, would you come up and tell the story while I do the little hunting?
Goodwill
hunting.
Well, as you know, Eileen is correct. The Bridge community is everyone's family. And the wonderful thing about coming to Nationals, in spite of the fact that you might not compete too well, is that you get to see folks that you just haven't seen in 6 months, a year, 2 years, or even 3 or 4 years. Oh, absolutely. So my husband and I got here early, and one of the first couples we ran into were Roy and Mary Green. And we're just thrilled to see them. We live in Nashville, and they lived in Memphis when he was our illustrious CEO. Everybody adored him. And he would just do any job over and above being our CEO that was asked of him. In fact, I understand he even stuffed bags here for all of us. And so we're talking, catching up on what's new with each other. And he said, "Are you still teaching?" And I said, "Yeah, 6 days a week." And he said, "Well, you know, I never thought that would be my forte. But somebody asked me if I would teach a group of beginners." And he said, "I loved it." And then the next thing I know, I'm teaching 8 classes. And I said, "Well, it's a good thing there aren't 8 days of the week, or you'd be teaching 10 classes." And I said, "But you know, you do find out that about a third of the way through, you lose about 20% of the people. And when you get to the end, about 50%. And he said, "I haven't lost any of them." Aww. That is amazing. So our hats off to Roy, who has always done a lot for Bridge and will always continue to do a lot for Bridge. We just love you and we thank you.
Not that easy. You have to come up here for a minute. Okay. Make it painless. So the American Contract Bridge League National Goodwill Committee proudly recognizes Roy Green for his exemplary and steadfast commitment to the game of bridge. From ACBL CEO to unit and district president, he has unfailingly dedicated himself to the game and its community on all scales, making use of many talents. Deeply appreciated by all who have had the pleasure to know him, his passion for the game has become a passion for teaching its joy to others. Signed by Jay and myself. Thank you. Okay, now back to what I lost. You probably know that this summer marked the beginning of a new and exciting bridge event on the international stage. The very first World Mind Sport Games were held this year after the Summer Olympics in Beijing. We're lucky enough today to have two individuals to share their unique perspectives on the new event, possibly the closest we'll ever get to being an Olympic sport. Here to talk about their experiences are our very special editor of the Bridge Bulletin, who was the editor of the Bridge Bulletin there too, Brent Manley, who covered the events in Beijing, and Dave Savary,
Close, okay,
a junior player from the Canadian team. So first Brent is going to speak, and then David. We're going to have the side of the editor and the side of the player.
But this is kind of like breaking a cardinal rule of journalism. I'm writing this story up for the Daily Bulletin tomorrow, and I'm not supposed to be part of it. So I'm just to make sure I don't misquote myself, I won't write up what I have to say. But I'll tell you, I've been to many, many NABCs and quite a few world championships, and the notable difference between this, the tournament in Beijing, and even the one in Shanghai the year before, was the media coverage. There were, everywhere we went, there were things on television. Now, the Mind Sports Games was bridge, chess, Chinese chess, Go, and what they call drafts or checkers. And everywhere, if you go to a restaurant, if there was a TV on, there was some depiction of what was happening in one of these sports. You know, we like to think of bridge as a sport. I certainly do. And there was a lot on television about this. The day that the event ended, there was a press conference with the president of the World Bridge Federation, numerous Chinese sports federation officials, and so forth. And there were 100 people at this press conference, asking questions and everything. And I guess, you know, we don't get as much coverage of bridge in our country as we'd like, and I guess we don't really want the alternative. I mean, the reason it was covered so well in China was because the government was involved and they decreed that it would be covered, and it was. If we could discover the secret for getting newspapers and TVs interested in our game, well, we might be better off, but it's a little difficult because they don't understand it so well. Anyway, it was a good experience, and it was a good start. Now, there were a lot of questions asked about whether the World Mind Sports Games, the second edition, which coincides with the Olympic years, whether it might be in London next year. It's not clear where it will be, but they are definitely planning another edition of it. Anyway, thank you very much.
Good evening. So I recently had an opportunity to represent Canada in the University Championships in Poland, as well as the first World Mind Sports Games in Beijing. And being a Canadian, it's not always about the bridge, because as most of you know, we're relatively hopeless in a lot of these events. But it's for juniors, it's not necessarily just about the results. It's about the friendships that you're able to develop when you go and represent your country in these international events. A lot of the people and players that we competed against in Poland were also in Beijing for the World Mind Sports Games. And it's, as a young player, it's nice to know that, you know, you come to these North American Bridge Championships, and I have some friends from Norway that I know, and some friends from Poland. And it's encouraging to see that there are so many people behind the scenes. I had no idea that there is this many people involved with bridge behind the scenes. As a player, you don't always see it. But as a junior who's had an opportunity to represent my country, I'd just like to thank everybody involved that makes it possible, whether it's the Goodwill Committee or anybody part of any national bridge organization. We really appreciate the opportunities that we have to be able to go and compete in these events.
Thank you, Brent, and thank you, David. Now, even though our junior teams didn't experience the joy of winning this time, we can celebrate the fact that they were able to have this experience, participating in an exciting new event. Also, I think it's a tribute to David that even though he's been very successful in the bridge world, he graduated from Ottawa University and is starting law school next fall. Thank you. Now, turning to celebrate teams that made the winning plays, I know that there were a few in here, but I don't know if they left. We are honored to have with us some of the winners of the Mind Sport Games. So I'd like to acknowledge them, whether they're here or not, because it still was a wonderful thing, and we're very proud of them. The women's team that won the bronze was Sylvia Morse, Judy Radin, Mildred Breed, Marinissa Latiza, I think that's right, Toby Sokolow, Janice Seaman-Molson, and the non-playing captain was Sue Pikus. And the senior men's team that brought home the silver was Reese Milner, Grant Bays, Sam Lev, Billy Eisenberg, Matthew Granovetter, Russ Eckelblad, and I'm proud of them all, and I'm sure that they would be here if they weren't busy playing, but I know that some of the women were here, but I guess they had to leave. Anyway, we give them a hand. I'd like to introduce the district director-elect, Ken Monzingo, who is here this time. He was sitting in on the board of directors. Ken, stand up. He's from District 21. 22. Oh, well, what can I tell you? 22. I just moved him. All right. And if you remember, he was the tournament chair at our last tournament, and he was also the volunteer of the year this year. So that's pretty special. And he's going to be doing San Diego as well. So there's a couple of things. I hope that you all received your gift calendar, the Goodwill gift. And if you didn't, I have some here. And I want to tell you that the other person I want to introduce you to is our president-elect, who is my district director half the year, Mr. Jerry Fleming from District 17. I'm a split personality. I'm in Arizona half the year and New York the other half the year. So, and little bits of news that I learned, that when I said to someone, gee, I don't know what I'm going to talk about at this meeting, they said, well, one thing you can tell them is that our president-elect, Barack Obama, his grandmother, may she rest in peace, was an active ACBL member. So there's a little bit of news that you didn't know. So, I mean, don't say you didn't learn anything new here. So. No, I think I left the rest of the hands. I think I'm finished. I lost the last page. Now, since Thanksgiving is just a few days away, we have a lot to be thankful for. I, for one, could never end this meeting without thanking Jeff Johnson and his such able crew, who really, they are just the best. I think that Wendy Sullivan, the Ask Me Girl, she's just too special. Yes. But the other person I have to thank is Jackie Matthews, because she's the one who sees that you get your Goodwill gift. And somebody told me today that if they didn't see Jackie Matthews at a tournament, that she's an icon, and they wouldn't think it was a tournament if she wasn't here. So. But I also have to to thank the two people standing over there, Elaine Ware and her husband Martin, because though I write by longhand, Elaine is the kind person who types this up for me, and Martin is the kind person who prints it. So there you are. For granted, I appreciate everything. And Sandy Arlinghouse, she taught me. She brought a tape recorder so that we can, and it's an audio and video thing, so I can go home and look and see the mistakes I made and try not to make them again. So there you are. The last thing I'd like to do is I'd like to congratulate the tournament director, Roger Putnam, and the Memphis employees, Dana Norton and Judy Taylor, who won the Jane Johnson Awards, given for outstanding service and special performance. Will you go back and tell them, please, that the ACBL might recognize them, but it's the players who truly appreciate them. We thank you for spending this time with us. Please wear your pins and your smiles. Have a happy Thanksgiving and a very safe trip home.
She's such a surprise.
Thank you so much.